right, Adams. Can't stop this thing. We started River 1467, 19 past 8.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old bloke that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question. I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, it's good to have him on the line, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane Entertainment. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jace.
Hey, I'm going to get to Darryl Braithwaite in a minute. He's in hospital. Well, he went to hospital last week, but come back to that. But I want to talk about Andrew Keefe. He's well, his life's in the spotlight at the moment after this domestic violence case. Was he in court? Was it yesterday?
Yes, the case kicked off in court yesterday. It was only a very early hearing in that particular case. He wasn't actually there because he's been receiving medical care for the past week or so. So his lawyer actually asked for the case to be adjourned, which that adjournment was granted. So that way Andrew can provide her with basically really specific instructions on how he wants that case to play out. His lawyer in that instance yesterday did say that he is going to fight those charges, so we can expect that to play out at a later date. Obviously, there's a legal process that is to play out there. But away from the bright lights of TV, Andrew really has been battling quite serious demons with his mental health and alcohol and drug issues for some time. To his credit, he has tried to rewrite that story, but at the weekend, unfortunately, that story took quite a dramatic turn when obviously he was charged with assault after allegedly attacking his girlfriend. As I said, there's a legal process that will play out there, but hopefully, whatever the outcome is, once it's all said and done, hopefully he can find a good place where things are really, really positive, because, you know, like with all of these cases.
Jay, what do you reckon it's going to be like for him moving forward career-wise? I mean, this destroys careers, this sort of activity.
Well, it does to an extent, yes. It's certainly going to be difficult, to say the very least. That mostly depends on what the verdict is, of course, in this particular case. If it's a not guilty verdict, then it's slightly better for him. But in terms of employment, I would say that TV stations would still be very hesitant to employ him unless they were absolutely certain, and I don't know how you can be, but absolutely certain that he was on top of his mental health and that nothing like this was going to happen again, because it hurts them as a business. They're running a business. And then as well, if you look at the guilty verdict, if that is one that's handed down, well, it would be practically impossible for him to return to basically any form of employment, because at that point, you know, investors and sponsors and everybody walks away, and they don't like to be attached to these projects that involve somebody like that who has a conviction. So it's very difficult to shake that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But look, like Hollywood TV, anything's possible.
Speaking of Hollywood, Cate Blanchett, Nick Kidman picked up Golden Globe nominations yesterday, and also SAG Awards the nominations today. So what do you pick? Do you reckon they'll get a SAG nom?
Well, they picked up a SAG nomination overnight.
They'll both
battle it out in the same category. They were actually both up for the SAG Award, the Screen Actors Guild Award, for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a TV Movie or Limited Series. So Cate Blanchett's up for Mrs. America and Nicole Kidman for The Undoing. But it's quite funny in a sense, because like you touched on there, they received those Golden Globe nominations yesterday. They're actually nominated in exactly the same category at the SAG Awards. So it'll be very, very interesting to see if they can take out the Golden Globe and the SAG. The competition's pretty fierce, so it could be difficult. But yeah, we'll see what plays out with those two ceremonies at the end of this month and then after that.
Good luck to him. Hey, getting back to Darryl Braithwaite in hospital last week, what's the story? Why was he in hospital for a start, and how's he doing now?
Well, at the time last week, we were told that it was a mystery illness, and it was exactly that. It was a mystery illness. They still don't actually know what was wrong with him. At the time, he was quite unwell, and of course, given the current climate, they've just played it really, really safe. Took him off to hospital, Melbourne's Cabrini Hospital, and he was actually in full PPE for the whole time he was in hospital. Did not have COVID, does not have COVID now, but to be completely fair and accurate in my reporting, he was in a COVID ward, presumably just as a precaution. And of course, that statement said from Michael Gudinski's company last week that it wasn't COVID related. I would say that was just in case anything leaked out and panic set in with the headline, you know, Darryl Braithwaite's got in hospital in a COVID ward with COVID. Not the case. I was told yesterday as well, since he's come home from hospital, that he's fine, not showing any symptoms of the bug he had. So a very pleasant ending to that story, which is what we like.
Just a real quick one, Jade, I've got to wrap up, but just a quick one. How's it going down in Melbourne at the moment? I mean, that one case is causing all sorts of concern.
There is some concern, obviously, with that. A lot of people are showing up for testing at the moment. Mm. But I think just like previous outbreaks, if this turns out to be at this stage, there's only obviously the one case and then maybe more to come today. We'll wait and see. But, yeah. Obviously, we'll just tackle it like we have before. But overall, I think the feeling is probably pretty positive. We just seem hopeful that we can hopefully get on top of it and yep. we don't end up where we were last year because that's that right. was absolutely dreadful.
Jade, always good to have you on the show. We'll do it all again next week.
Catch you then.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane Entertainment. I'll be back to put a wrap on Brekkie in the minute. Also, I'll now